USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Flights have resumed after the FAA stopped most flights from taking off for a couple of hours in the USA early this morning. A failure of the notice-to-air missions system has failed for the first time in history. Former FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt on MSNBC Wednesday morning.
There are some backup capabilities, but your worst nightmare is when the primary system fails and the secondary system doesn't take over.
The House voted Tuesday to establish a new special panel to probe the weaponization of the federal government. With the proof the Twitter files revealed, and more recently the cover-up by the Justice Department hiding top-secret documents information from the American people until after the midterm elections, is just the tip of the iceberg, according to Republican lawmakers. Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed more gun control measures called the Protect Illinois Communities Act on Tuesday. The measure bans the sale and distribution of assault weapons, larger bullet magazines, and rapid-fire devices. It also requires existing owners to show their papers to the government.
I'm signing this legislation tonight so that it can take immediate effect and we can end the sale of these weapons of war as soon as possible.
A former Missouri City, Texas police officer was executed Tuesday for hiring two people to kill his estranged wife nearly 30 years ago. Missouri City is a suburb of Houston. 65-year-old Robert Frada received a lethal injection at a state penitentiary in Huntsville for the November 1994 fatal shooting of his wife, Farah. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot on Friday's contest will be worth $1.35 billion. Do remember, the odds are never in your favor. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Constantine, the former and last king of Greece, who won an Olympic gold medal before politics in the 1960s, and as king spent decades in exile, has died. He was 82 years old. As more storms are hitting Northern California today with winter weather that includes rain and snow, San Francisco officials tell Fox Live trees are toppling over from the saturated soil.
We had 14 big trees and big limbs come down overnight since about 3 in the morning. All told, since this series of storms started, we've had more than 1,000 tree incidents. So our tree crews have been extremely busy.
After the government covered up President Biden having top-secret documents in his Washington think tank building, the withholding of information from the public until after the midterm elections has many talking probes in the House. Victoria Idoni has more.
Biden spoke on the matter Tuesday from Mexico City.
I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were.
According to CNN, a source familiar with the matter said the documents include USA intelligence memos and briefing materials that covered topics including Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom. About a dozen documents were found about a week before last year's midterm elections by Biden's lawyers, who notified the National Archives. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.